Vav, or in Siv Gimel, we just said yesterday that you can't use a shofar which was served as avodah zarah. And the Ramah says Yesh Machmirin Afilu B'Shal Ove Kochavim Eino Yotze Ela Benes Batal Be'erev Yom Tov. We said that if it belongs to a non-Jew, then you would be able to use it. But some say you can't use it unless a non-Jew said before Yom Tov, I don't want to use this as avodah zarah anymore. And the reason is that since you're not allowed to get benefit from something which was avodah zarah, served as avodah zarah, it's like it's not there at all. And even though you could be mevatalet on Yom Tov, there's a concept called yesh dichoy b'mitzvos, which means that once Yom Tov started, if something was not worthy to be used for a mitzvah, then that can't be changed on Yom Tov. The status of something being worthy to be used for a mitzvah or not is defined by when Yom Tov enters. So if the non-Jew hadn't decided that he wasn't going to use this for avodah zarah anymore, then he can't change that on Yom Tov, and you wouldn't be allowed to use such a shofar. Obviously, if you have no other shofar available, then the Mishnah Berurah says you'd be able to be lenient and use it. Sif Dalet, shofar shel tekrovis avodas kochavim afilu hayashal ovei kochavim shetakabo lo yatsa mishum de'en betela olamis. If the animal was actually served as avodah zarah, it was actually slaughtered as a karban, as avodah zarah, and you took off the horn and you made that into a shofar, that can never be used. Sif hey, hamudar hana me shofar. If one says that they are not going to get benefit from a shofar, adam acher tokeabo v'zeh yotzei yedei chovaso. So you can't blow that shofar because you said you're not going to get benefit from it. But someone else is allowed to blow the shofar for you. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because we have a rule that mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, which means that when you're performing a mitzvah, it's not considered to be getting benefit. So I can say that I'm not going to, if I take a neder, that I'm not going to get benefit from this sitter, I can use the sitter to daven because that's not called benefit, fulfilling a mitzvah. But the Mishnah Berurah says that when you blow a shofar, there could be some extra benefit having nothing to do with the mitzvah. A hanas haguf, an body enjoyment. Like if you take a neder that you're not going to get hana from a certain body of water. So can you use that for a mikvah? So if all you're doing is fulfilling the mitzvah of mikvah, then it's fine, because that's not considered to be benefit. But if it's really hot outside, and the water is very cold, and when you jump into the mikvah, you now get benefit because you cool down, so that's not mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, that's a benefit that your body is receiving. So that would not be allowed. So the same thing with the shofar. If you're blowing the shofar, so then you're right, you're not getting hana'ah from the mitzvah, but you're still getting hana'ah from the fact that you're blowing a shofar. That's enjoyment. So that's why it wouldn't be allowed, and you would need someone else to blow the shofar for you. However, Hamud says the Mechaber, Avalim Amar Konam Litzkiyaso Alai, if you say that I am not allowed to get benefit from the blowing of a shofar, then Asr Litko Abba Afilu Tkiyashal Mitzvah, then there can be no benefit from this at all, even for a mitzvah. The reason is because a neder is an ifsar chefza, which means that there's a big difference between a neder and a shvua. A shvua, you prohibit the person on the object, but a neder, you prohibit the object on the person. So when you're prohibiting the object on the person, so then that could stop you even from fulfilling a mitzvah. But if it's just a shvua, then you wouldn't, then you offering yourself on the object would not override the mitzvah, because Hashem commanded you to fulfill the mitzvah always. So the important concept that comes out from this is the concept of mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, which means that the mitzvos are not considered to be receiving benefit. When you perform a mitzvah, you're not getting benefit from it. And therefore, if you take a neder, you would be allowed to perform the mitzvah. But you have to ensure that there's no other outside benefit, such as cooling off in the water.